Real Life Street Stars. Hold on. We got it going now. The Yellow King of the internet. God. Man, we got him, man. King Yellow in the building, man.
Yes, sir, Ski.
And you brought somebody. I didn't want to, dis even credit, man. We got K in the building.
GMBK1, man.
GMBK1. K1 in the building.
Yeah.
For those that are Def Zone stupid, man, you know, we got a lot of fans that follow all y'all content, but go ahead and reintroduce yourself, man. Let them know where you from, man.
I'm King Yellow from Chi-Rock, man. Inglewood, Long Live Duck. Y'all know what the fuck going on. We let the GDs in the door. Don't forget that. Folks know.
And I'm gonna ask you straight up, man. When it comes to the word Chi-Rock, man, what does that word mean to you, man? Like, what does that do to your soul when you...
Honestly?
Yeah.
Now?
Older. Presence.
I mean, you know, it'd be fucked up that I got to speak it like that because sometimes, you know, Chi-Rock, like, fucked the world up, you know, a lot of places. But it's really a fucked up name because it's really off Iraq, off the killing and the murder, all the shit.
Yeah, nah.
So that's where it really come from. That we end up having more bodies in Chicago than Iraq did.
Nah,
so that's how it really came together. Really is a sad situation, you know? Situations.
Would you say it was a literal war going on? Like, from what people consider war?
I wouldn't even say it was it's multiple. Because when you look at it, I'm going to keep it gangster, which I gotta look at it and be like, you know, Dirk and them, you know, that's fooling them from the other side. You know, we the GDs. But to the world, they think that it's just the GDs and the BDs killing each other in Chicago. This shit way deeper than us. This shit is deeper than the GDs and the BDs. You got Vice Lords, Stones, MCs, you got all type of shit. We ain't got no Crips and Bloods in Chicago. But, you know, we got all of that. Latin Kings, it's cracking. Then you just got killing. And a lot of niggas in Chicago, I'm from Chicago, so I'm going to keep it gangster. A lot of niggas not accepting. You know, a lot of niggas get DP'd or violated or whatever, or somebody touching them, putting their hands on them or anything. Niggas be little. Like, look how big my big ass is. So if I smack one of these little niggas, they going to pop the shit out of me. And that's what's going on. And they might just pop the shit out of another little. That's because that's all they know, especially the generation after me. You know what I'm saying?
How does it feel to have, like, y'all livelihoods of what y'all going through, y'all adversities, y'all tragedies being filmed and televised and put in biography by people who ain't never lived that life, ain't never come from the trenches, none of this shit?
You said, how does it feel?
Yeah.
I mean, our life a fucking movie at this point.
Come on now. With Nick Cannon in it.
No, that shit was...
I'm just fucking with you.
Nick Cannon just tried to capitalize. I mean, not even Nick Cannon. It was
Spike Lee
tried to capitalize, and he did some goofy shit. That shit, he better stick to that other shit with him on the stoop.
How did Barbershop 3 do when they tried to depict it?
That shit still was goofy. They got Tiger pulling up Crips and Bloods. We don't have that in Chicago. You can't do that. There's not a Crip in the blood, because to the world, I don't know. Like, people be looking at shit like that. I fuck Crips and Bloods. But I had something to be like, ain't GDs Crips? No, the fuck we not. Now, they put something together, which is they try to call an 8-ball. I never heard of it until I moved to the West Coast. And I still didn't approve of it, me personally, no. Yeah.
Do you blame for not knowing?
What?
That what's the politics, get the gang politics.
Do your homework. Do your research. Yeah,
before you speak on it, at least.
Yeah, don't... But, you know, just jump. A lot of these young, they don't know what's going on. They're just jumping into it now anyway, so.
All right, I'm going to Chicago tomorrow. Where do I go and where do I don't go?
Go downtown, stay your down.
Stay by that river. Stay right by the river.
Coast. I mean, unless you try to be cool. And a lot of people that try to be cool get that shot, so don't do it. You know, you got that just want to, I want to go see what the hood like.
No, I'm saying, so can I just stop at any gas station though? Like, just.
Yeah, I don't. I'm going to keep it gangster with you. And I'm not getting out. Get out of pump. No disrespect to the ladies. But baby, I guess there's a lot going on. You might die. I might die. Go ahead. You want to live? Okay, let's make it then. Okay, pump the gas. I might be in there with a 50 on me. I'm still not getting out. I ain't Superman now.
Come on now.
Now you come to this, like, I'm going to blow this. But to just show, look at, like I just said, look how big I am. I'm one of them faces when they see it. That's yellow. It's up. You know what I'm saying?
You and Doug was one of the, let's just say, you know, more stature type.
One of the biggest. Yeah.
Let me ask, was there a time that it was strictly fighting, like strictly fist play, like fighting
before the gunplay? 07, 08, 09, 10.
So that's where they got their stripes based on getting out there.
Man, what stripes? They stripes when they popped in their shit. That's how you
get that's what I'm saying. Like, so.
Don't care about that. I know a lot of niggas that beat niggas up. Look at the world. Negativity, they stupid. They brain dead. They brainwashed. They care about this kid. Look at the, you know?
Yeah.
Not even just that. Look at movies, everything. What's going, what's setting on? These scary movies, everything. Just all the fucked up shit. It's what
but like to. Creed, you know, fighting a nigga, beat a nigga up and winning.
Yeah, but then they gonna watch John Wick over that. Look at that. He just killed 9 people in 2 seconds. Hey. He punched him. Okay, that's cool. No, he just shot the shit out of all them niggas. That's what they want to see. You know what I'm saying?
But why do you feel like Chicago? Why is it so bad than other places? Like, why?
Everywhere fucked up.
Yeah, everywhere
just
up.
Got a name. And Chicago fucked up a lot of places too, though, because a lot of people wasn't doing the shit they was doing. Now, niggas been killing, jumping around in videos with guns and putting switches and sticks and shit. Now, you got people that have, you know, choppers and shit like that. Now, handguns, I'll be 34 Sunday. I was cool with a Russian 38. You hear me? That was
Russian
cool.
38.
I'm cool. See, you know, I went to the pen. I came home 2012. Chicago was fucked up when I came home.
Damn. The sticks came out. I was
22? First time I saw a handgun with something in it like this? What the?
I gotta give me one.
God. I went across the head for one. They wasn't just selling them like that. I had backed up me and them folks now.
That's crazy, man. Same thing Butter said, man. God damn, this is shit. All right.
Because they wasn't selling it like that. Like, if you had it, boy, what are you? Boy, I'm finna leave my pipe right here. All right. Stupid ass. That's my shit. Yo ass beat. But that's how it was going, for real.
Yeah, I wanna have a, we're gonna have a real conversation right now, man.
Yes,
so we had a Tuka Mom here. We had Doug Mama here, and we was asking him about, like, do niggas leave Chicago? Like, do fam, like, when you in Chicago, how far do you get to travel? And she like, niggas don't leave the block they be on. Like, you be on literally the same block from elementary to middle school. You don't get outside of Chicago at times. Was that a situation?
A lot of people don't. See, my mama was across the globe, so I, you know, it was in me already. We were Minnesota, California, young, so I already knew.
Yeah, he was moving.
But then I still had my time, too. When I started selling drugs and in the streets, I was stuck. I say from 2005 to the rap started cracking.
Yeah.
When they started booking. So I say 2005 to 2012, I was stuck in Chicago without going nowhere.
Was it like you didn't want to go or there was no need to leave the block?
Chicago was cracking. The block was everything. Mm. We got we're gonna turn the top of the car to the bar. It's busting right here. All the hoes right here. Everything. We got all the smokers coming right here. We selling all the drugs. This was cracking. I'm being honest.
Everything you need is.
I didn't care about going nowhere.
Damn.
And you know, at that time, you finding yourself. At that time, I'm 15, 16, 17, 8, you know?
Yeah.
Just, you know, growing. So I didn't really give a.
So, real quick, you know, I go back and I look at your old videos, man. I remember there was times where you had like just a couple tattoos, you know. And these even face this face tattoos. There was time I'm like, all right, well, you know, you like Dallas or something.
Yeah.
Now you like a Chicago. So
I don't even think I look like a Chicago. No, Chicago don't look like that. Right. My whole head tatted.
Nah, for real.
All of this is my all this shit. Chicago don't look like that.
What's your
think
favorite?
I look
tattoo?
Like a Cali.
Not for real, yeah, nah. Like Cali nigga. Yo,
boom, fucking essay or something. Yeah, I like a Mexican.
Hey, what's your favorite tattoo? Let me ask you.
I got a couple of them. I got more of my, like, rest in peace to my people, shit like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I start taking this shit on my face, though. I'm going to take this shit.
You got a tattoo you regret? Like, one that you just like, man, I don't get that.
Yeah, probably I got a name or something. I don't know. That's probably like.
They say tattoos on the face can be a sign of mental illness. Do you feel like.
Hold on, what?
They say tattoos on the face can be a. Like. There was a study that says, like, tattoos on your face is like a sign of mental illness.
Man, we
do you
all
feel like that?
Every motherfucker man here got mental illness. There's something wrong with everybody.
Nah, for sure.
Something wrong with you, her, me, all us. We all
fucked up on different levels.
I ain't saying you fucked up, but we'd all been through some shit that we had to face. That's mental. If it's in your head, that was a mental illness.
For sure.
That's what's going on.
So
I know I'm fucked up, though. I don't know. I'm not in denial. I've been in prison for years, stuck in cells, 2021 for years and months. So hell yeah.
Speaking of, like you say, 23-1, what kind of activities do you have to do, or what exercises do you have to do to stay sane in that kind of environment?
I mean, working out. Sane to my anyway, it keep you together. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you locked up, like, you take your aggression out on that bench and shit. Yeah. Like, I'm fat now, but when I'm on that yard, boy.
He said, yeah,
walk
nah.
Around that bitch like the Hulk. You gotta go look at the pictures, bro. But you come home, you know, you living life, you ain't they've been locked up. I ain't finna be working out all motherfucking day. You know, I'm eating whatever. I just had to eat dog food or bullshit or whatever the fuck, slop. Or whatever the fuck they giving you up in there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm eating everything now. Yeah, but, you know, working out definitely keep you together.
Fucked up that, you know, elementary kids eat better than niggas in the joint, bro.
Man, that shit like the same shit. I think that's the same shit. And I realize it. I just looked at school and prison.
Yeah,
man,
I saw that shit. Hey, I just saw that shit.
I told my kids to drop out.
Goddamn. Good motivation.
Swear to God, they put the whole plate, even the rooms and shit. This shit, the same shit.
God damn it, come on.
The same shit.
Come on now.
It's all owned by the state. That's all, yeah, state food, state everything, state trades.
Man, and it's a blessing, bro. You about to see another birthday, man, and you made it this far. For what? At what point would you say in the rag was it like, it's scary to come outside? Like, what year was that? How bad was it?
I don't think I've ever been scared to go outside.
Well, scared, but more so like you got to be on your pivot. Just when you walk out the door, man, you got to be looking left and right.
I ain't gonna lie. Since when I just told you when I came home in 2012, my pops picked me up. He came to the prison and picked me up, and just, you know, slid back. And I was kind of nervous in the car because I've been locked up so long. This side of prison, you know, to fuck you up and everything. Now, like, you're like an alien. Like, it is just, you know, you gotta. Yeah. Get back, like,
shit,
damn,
moving it, yeah.
You dead scared to have sex, you know, it's been so long, I don't even know how I'm finna, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Everything, like, but even I'm looking at, I'm like, man, I've been stuck in this.
Institutionalized, yeah, if you would say.
Yes, sir. And it was just.
I mean, you came back to a war zone, though, like.
Right, so when I came home, but even when I came home, because to be honest with you, I wasn't a part of that BDGD. That wasn't my block right now, still to this day. They still not that. We ain't had nothing to do with that. You know what I'm saying? I met folks, you know, Duck and all of them, and really through Rico Reckless from through Wooga World.
Yeah.
And Wooga World was clicked up with Brick Squad, and Brick Squad was clicked up with FBG. You know what I'm saying? So I met Lil JoJo, all the legends that's from Chicago. You know, I started with them. And my block ain't really like, man, you fucking with fooling them, but I met them through. Went to school with when I used to stay with my pops. So, you know what I'm saying? I bring to the block and niggas ain't like that. I really started forcing them because it was like a lot going on and forcing them just showed me real love. You feel me? And you know, sometimes you grow up with people like this. I did so much growing up. This nigga, these was doing hella shit. And I'm a Pisces gang. I don't forget nothing. So I'm really looking like, I love you. With you, but I'll never forget nothing you did. You know what I'm saying? So let's go back to the situation. I took the pipe, man. My brother ended up doing 5 years in prison and everything. A stick.
Yeah.
Infatuated with this. I took that. It's my shit. I'm serious. You feel me? And that right there, man, it sparked a little war. Mm. And from where I'm from, wasn't active, like, you know what I'm saying? They wasn't. And I started forcing them, and they were showing me, they sliding with me and everything. So it was like, I'm from over here, but at this point with this, fuck y'all. Y'all ain't, you know what I'm saying? My brother gone, my oldest brother, he probably was like, before me, he was more active, you know, got shook in the hood, all this shit, you know what I'm saying? But once that happened, it just, I start with ducking them, and they was younger than me, you know what I'm saying? But little folks in them was just like that. I ain't gonna lie to you.
What's the worst thing you ever seen being in Chicago?
My face shot off.
It happened, you walking up, seeing it like, somebody got hit. Let me go see what the...
I saw all type of shit. But I done saw that shit since, I mean, I done saw dead bodies since I was 6 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Not from murders, but, you know, drug overdoses coming in the house. My cousin dead off heroin, blue. You know what I'm saying? That type of shit at 6 years old. But then in the trenches, you know, you...
Yeah, the regular nigga don't see this kind of shit. The regular household nigga from wherever the fuck don't see this kind of shit.
What's that? The white boy? In the burbs?
The white boy.
In Dallas, in Chicago, in Minnesota, Atlanta.
Yeah, I never seen a... I ain't seen no dead body till I was older. I ain't gonna lie.
You saw one?
I seen one. when did they start, like, and again, rest in peace, Zach TV. When they start televising, and when they start bringing cameras out to record what niggas is doing in the rack?
Man, I don't know. You know, to be honest with you.
Was there somebody before Zach?
I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah.
You go back and do your homework. I was the first at 08, 07 on Gangland, Criminals Gone Wild. Like the first that brought like cameras in the hood, me.
Nigga.
Back then, go look it up. I'm skinny like a crackhead. Like, seriously. You know what I'm saying? Then even like, it's crazy how it all play out now doing a vlog. I was vlogging, I had a camera, didn't really know what I was doing. I saw hood to hood back in the day, and I started going to the hood. It's on YouTube right now. I found the video on the old YouTube channel I made in like 07, 08, and I re-put it on my channel. But now I'm doing that shit in the hood. But like, Zach, like the first in Chicago that was trenches. Like,
yeah.
He'd be with the GDs, the BDs, Vice Lords, and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he the first that I saw, like, getting wild like that.
Yeah, we just talked about Sean Cotton, Say Cheese, whatever, coming out to interview you as well. Early, like...
Yeah, I'm the first that brought him to the...
Yeah, like, brought him...
to say... Because he went and did 600... But I don't know who he was talking to. He went and did 600 Breezy, then he came and did my...
Yeah.
So it was kind of... I'm like, ooh. Like, oh, no, you just left the ops. And then I brought the nigga to my house. Yes. But we was piped up, though, so it was like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just now, it's crazy because in Dallas, a lot of the OGs, a lot of the game chose not to be on camera and chose not to talk to, like, blogging type early on.
Yeah.
Y'all was more, like, open to, like, well, y'all like, oh, shit, like, let me get this shit. Let's televise this shit.
Man, you young. You doing shit. You don't know no better. Mm. So a lot of this we was young. If you ain't got no, a motherfucker ain't teaching you now, you don't know no better. That's anything in life. If a motherfucker tell you, if you grow up and say, you can't, if a never sat down and told you not to go in that police station and keep your mouth closed, you don't know not to go in that police station and keep your mouth closed. And that's just anything in life. You feel me? So that's just teaching. That's why, they got teaching. You need to educate. That's, you know what I'm saying? And everything.
Yeah, when I was growing up, my cousins, I used to go to Mississippi, and they'd be like, there was Vice Lords and GDs in Mississippi, right? And they'd be like, man, you got to know the knowledge. Man, you got to know this knowledge.
Yeah, that literature, it's real.
Yeah, so can you break that, any of that you can kind of say without saying, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I don't know. Listen, man, you got to know that paperwork, man.
Yeah.
So a lot of people will go back and be like, GDs, Vice Lords, whatever, and they'll just look at it like a gang. Yeah. But if you know that literature that they're talking about, like, you got Larry Hoover and you got the nigga, what's the name of them, that all that founded it. It's real game, and you know this shit. They teach you how to maneuver through life. Some of this from the Bible, some of this shit, it's just real.
Yeah.
So, we went from gangster disciples to growth and development, you know what I'm saying? So that growth and development is really, like, still. Are you GD? I changed a lot.
Yeah.
I'm growth and development. That means I'm growing and I'm developing everything about me. You know what I'm saying? And If you don't know no paperwork, you don't know no literature, you're going to look at it and be like, oh, he's saying he GD. I'm not no gangster disciple. I never liked it like. Liked it that name anyway. Disciples are followers, period. Yeah. If you do your homework on a disciple, they followed, right. A disciple followed the devil, they were followers, you know what I'm saying? So
like, for instance, like, you know, like you throw up the pitchforks or put them down or whatever like that, my cousin would be like, well, that's like the devil's pitchforks. Is that real shit? Is that something to that?
I mean, I don't, you know, when Larry and them started what they started, they took that raking. I don't know if it came from the devil. It's nothing in our literature that says some devil. You know what I'm saying?
Are you even a religious man?
I believe in God.
Yeah.
But I'm not no Muslim or no Christian. I just believe in the higher up. And I believe in what I believe in. I don't know.
Right.
What it's called? I don't know. I want to think. I see, like, search. Science.
right. So, like, you know, on YouTube, you do, like, research. They got, like, you had and they called Big Evil and Sinister, right? And they were bloods, and they worshiped the devil, right? Did you find anybody around you that got into something like that?
Ain't nobody around me worshiping no motherfucker.
Yeah. Rectus.
You sick motherfucker. I mean, we might do some devil. That's just being human. But like on some cross upside down your ass, a weirdo.
So a nigga do some devilish shit. Y'all get back to the block. I mean, y'all get back to the spot. Y'all pray about this shit.
I don't know. No type of shit.
You know, leave it a chance.
Feel like right now the world look at me. I'm praying by myself. I know me and God relationship. You know, that ain't for the world. I don't have to do that shit. Even if I did, you know, I might go in there, please, I'm sorry. It's me, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm with food. They're like, yeah.
Speaking of that, there was a time when you was like really on your like, hey, we need to grow. We need to change. Like, more or less a positive mindset, like really speaking to your brothers, like, we need
I'm still on that right now.
Yeah, but back then, it was like, you was like, we peace.
Yeah, when I got my shot.
And that's what I'm saying, like, do you regret, like, being on that type of time? Like,
No. You can never regret being on positivity, man. At the end of the day, negativity, whatever's going on, positivity
is going to always be better. Now it's going to always be better than the devil.
Right.
I don't care how I
look, how I act, I'm gonna always.
Now, what made you think like, yeah, I'm finna switch that my mindset up?
I've always been like that.
Okay.
You know, you grow up, you try to be cool, you're around your homies, you know? It just took for me to.
How I feel about me, you know what I'm saying? A lot of shit going on in this world right now, still on the internet, everything that's going on, doing shit cool, they trying to impress them. Mm-hmm.
Now,
once I got to that mindset, like,
it might be a time shit.
Scared as hell, but I got shit because I'm with food now. And we all. You saw my boys in the hood, nigga let me out.
Yeah. Right.
It probably been hella times all that want in my head. Well, I just had to be a.
Hella times you want to get out of and you stay in the car?
No, I ain't never.
I said it might have been hella
time that in my head, that's what I'm telling you. I don't want to do this. I'm going to keep it gangsta.
Now, me and my brother always had this argument. He said that, you know, the street shit, the slide shit, it's cool. And I was like, nah, it's just more so what they got to do. That's what they own. They don't have nothing to do with being cool.
Both.
Okay.
It's both. A lot right now, like, doing shit. A lot of goofy is doing to be cool. What you got, send-offs. You got, you know, following that, doing shit to be cool. Then you got some. A lot of, like, I'm in the trenches.
Yeah.
You can't run from this shit. It's either eat or be eat. Like I said, I might feel like, I want to get out this car. You just killed my homie. You know what I'm saying? You just
just robbed a homie, you just did something, you didn't kick. I have to. You know what I'm saying? It's just, or keep doing it to you. You're going to be the neighborhood. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Man, so I'm going to ask you, like, you know, we asked Mama Duck and we talked to Butter about it, and the number is astronomical, but I'm going to ask you too as well. About how many people would you say that either you was close to you or that you just known or just heard of?
That's dead.
That's gone. That you just...
Damn, everybody.
Damn, you said damn near everybody.
Literally. Like, I probably got like a whole new roster of life, to be honest with you. Like all my day ones, my best friends, that anime had nothing to do with the BDGD shit. Like my best friends, both of them dead.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Bro.
It's like...
I got some, like, literally, like, that's... I just sit and dwell and, like, thinking, like, damn, food dead. It's... I didn't even know it's dead that's dead. After doing, you know, going to the feds and coming home, like, damn,
he dead.
You know what I'm saying? Like...
Do you ever find yourself getting numb to getting news that someone around you has passed? Like,
yeah, of course.
Do you still feel it, or do you? Is it like, oh, shit.
Depends on, like, if it's close to me.
Yeah.
But some I'll be like, and then some. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't know what to call myself. I see y'all gonna be dead because what you doing?
Clairvoyant.
I see it. Might have saw it with me, but God just blessed me and I beat that shit. You know what I'm saying? As of now. But, you know, a lot of, you know, it don't take a rocket science to understand or see what's going on. You living like that, you doing that type of shit, you in them places. Of course, you live on a block where you're getting shot and getting robbed. Of course you're going to get shot and get robbed. And eventually, one day, you're going to die from that shit. That's why I don't live in Chicago. A lot of you ran and wooty woo. I left at 27. I was stuck for a long time. But I got kids. You know what I'm saying? Then I moved out of town and had three more kids. So now it's like, damn, what I'm going to do? I'm definitely going to leave my babies now. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But at the end of the day, it'd be a lot. Like, I had FBG Duck. Lee, I live in Las Vegas. I left and opened up the door for come on. You can stay with me and do whatever till you get on your feet. Niggas ain't want to leave. His big brother came with me and went back. And the day he went back, he yelling. I feel like I'm a killer. Kill me. My right hand up to God. And this was a lot of reasons why I don't go back home, because a lot of like that sit on my head. I'd be like, for real. Man, if I go home and nail me, I got to live for. So at the I won't call me scared, call me. You call me at home. You hear me? Call me. You ain't gonna come see me at no graveyard. I'm gonna leave as an old man and my kids. It's not about my friends and all that no more. I got these little people, you know, looking up to me.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's about now. So I really don't give a fuck. But Chicago, fuck, man.
Has there ever been a time where you were happy to hear somebody was dead?
Of course. Of course. You know, it's probably been a lot of times you've been happy. It might have been times you've been happy. Damn. Especially if I ain't had to kill this. Thank you, God. I ain't got to go to jail enough for this.
Oh,
thank
man, you. Oh, like, man,
damn, I was just trying to say.
Fist pump. Let me ask you.
But no, like, for real, I like... Really not cool, but that's just...
Now, sometimes you see the writings on the wall, and it's like, it's a matter of time before they caught up to you. Just like recently. Vaughn. Yeah. So, we're going to touch on Vaughn, but I got to ask you about the trial. I got to ask you about the trial with Duck, the situation in the Gold Coast. It was blatant. It's funny how after the trial, they put out all the videos of showing, like, you know, the niggas that pulled up, went back to the block, you know, bragging. You know, they bragged about it back then, but they put everything out now.
They ain't want to break their case.
Yeah, so...
A lot of niggas videos come right out.
Yeah. You would think is you think that's a leak right or something, out. Or is that the
you got the nigga from what THF? Soon he got nailed the next day. They
yeah, it was out
footage.
So for them to hold,
but
this,
he was a nobody. God bless his soul, but he wasn't Duck. Duck name.
Yeah,
it was something about that. Why did the feds pick his case up, but the state didn't pick it up? It was about. You know?
Yeah, they looking for bigger fish.
They sat there and what? They know they could have helped Duck. They ain't helped Duck. The police right there talking to him. The ambulance took forever to pick him up.
That's what his mama
said. The hospital right there.
Like how many minutes? They said it was...
The man used to work at.
He was living.
He's right there.
He was alive for a while. And
A big dude.
Yeah, like...
Took a lot of bullets. He flipped. They shot his ass to a flip. Man. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he still was right there...
Yeah, just
and,
fighting.
You know what I'm saying? And them people ain't do nothing. They let him die right there.
When the verdict came down and it was guilty, did you expect that? Did you expect a guilty verdict? You feel like the system was going to fail again?
I was doing my homework and look, I'm going to put this on your... They told me, y'all are happy. I'm not happy, but I don't give a fuck them. That's my little brother. You think they should have got free? I mean, if they got free... They would have took me back to that old man, shoot that in their face. That's how I would have felt. Like,
yeah.
But, you know, it's God's plan. And, you know, that's how it worked.
You sat there and did
a sloppy job. Mm. You so thirsty for Duck ain't do nothing. They ain't want to.
Yeah. So.
You just scared a Duck, and Duck was having emotion. Like, they ain't like Duck was one of the biggest GDs out of Chicago with the music, hating on his career.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And then you dropped his drop because he fucked up.
Oof.
Now look at you. You ain't do nothing but make a call. Now you got an L. You finna get an elbow. For what? For making a phone call. You ain't even a shooter. Now you finna get the same time as the shooter. Everything. And you ain't do nothing but make a call.
And I'm curious because when that call is made, and you just let me know how the rat goes. Is it normally that many people, two cars deep? Is that normal? Like
man,
normally,
that was a hit.
Yeah, like normally might go do some shit. But when I see two cars
that's deep, how you know that was a hit. Fool, no.
Duck down here.
They know they can't catch him. When he moving through the hood, he moving presidential. He's smart. He know, you know what I'm saying?
Folks, yeah, because to me, you're going.
Intelligent.
If you two cars deep, you're going ready for war.
And you watch the video. They on camera running out the projects, running, doing it hit, and running back to they. Did that to theyself. Mm. Ain't nobody finna feel sorry for y'all stupid. You see the other killed himself instantly. Oh, I can't go out like this.
Yeah. It's crazy because some literally be scared of jail. Like, literally be scared of, like.
But if you know you're finna get an elbow, then, you know. But sometimes I'm back on it.
Nah, yeah.
Then they finna have a hard time. I hope somebody. And put a knife in him.
Nigga.
That's what I feel.
So, is that true? Like, because Rico Reckless, he's like, niggas get knocked out and be like, get that butt.
Oh, no. Somebody must have did that to him.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody ever did that to me.
Yeah, like.
Get what butt?
Yeah.
Like, don't even play with me like that. And get your jaw and your head off your
face. In the same spot.
Reckless a freak. That's what it was. He was getting, get that butt. He was the one, get that butt. Yeah, stupid boy. Get that butt. What type of shit? Get that butt. Spit in his ass. Put peanut butter in his ass. Knock out and spit in his ass. So you go sit though. You gotta
work.
Let's break down the science of you knocking out and spitting his ass. Knock him out, pull his pants down, spread his legs, and get close to spitting his ass. You a you a punk. You a freak. You just a wild boy. You freaky freaky. You nasty. Huh? Boy nasty. Reckless.
There's a there's a viral video going around. There's a viral video, well, a viral picture going around, and it's O-Block Louie. And after he got shot, he posted this picture, and everybody's looking at the picture. It's like, why did you post that picture? What is your thoughts on that? I have to ask.
They shot his head off. No, let me stop playing. No, because they were playing with Wooski head.
Yeah.
Now let's see. It It ain't fun now, is it?
Man, it's tough.
Boosie, yeah, he's still twitching. Now look at your homie. It's a whole, you got a, that's the, he got a real dickhead. I ain't trying to get down on him, but like, look what's going on. Y'all talk about Woosie.
Yeah.
Woosie just got hit and he's still, you know.
Yeah. I wonder, does that even count like you, like, cause does nigga
But he did an interview. It's crazy because people think he just popped out. He did an interview with DJ U already. He was talking normal, smoking blunts.
Oh.
I don't even think he fucked up. I mean, he just looked fucked up.
Yeah, shout out DJ U because that went crazy. That went crazy in like a day.
Yeah.
So I was waiting to see that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But
hell yeah.
His head just, you know, they just bust his pumpkin open.
Yeah, damn.
But you can't be, it's crazy that, it's crazy that from his side, talking about Woosie still to this day, and then y'all know y'all got a homie that his head, half his head is gone.
So, yeah, let me ask you, Trap Lord Ross put out that documentary of Von. Did you watch it all?
I watched the whole entire
Watched the whole bit.
At the end, how many hours? 3-4 hours?
3-4, yeah. Marvel movie.
Yeah. Who is him? The police?
He ain't even in this country. In the UK, England somewhere. Like, how you
making a bag off my ass?
Yeah.
Niggas don't know how to capitalize on.
Yeah, like, wait.
White boys.
For that to be across the pond, how much?
But that's because people really sitting back and doing their homework.
Yeah, but I said, how much did he get right?
He's sitting back
and doing his homework, man. Somewhere.
You could Google all this.
Basically. Listen, man. Was my real homies like somebody like all them other people that they seen Von killed, them people were nobodies.
Mm.
God bless their soul, but there wasn't no factors. There was kids. A lot of them was kids.
Mm.
A lot of these people that talking about smoking on the Tuca, these all were kids that niggas was talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But one of the guys, I'm like, damn. In my head, I'm like, man, I thought somebody else nailed him. I'm a punk.
So you finding out.
I'm fine, literally. I'm calling folks now.
Boy,
what the
fool? Them got hit up.
So,
damn.
Wrong nigga.
No. So, did you, like, let me ask you, was Von really on that? Was he really like that?
I don't know him.
Yeah, but say, when you on the block, you hear about the fuck.
I never heard of him.
Okay,
like,
he
wasn't a nigga that I heard, like, I never heard Duck and them speak about him. I never billionaire. I never heard nobody. Oh, Von is it? Who he's no.
So who on the other side was like that though? That you can be like, oh yeah, he was that in the streets. He was like that.
I mean, most of the people that's dead, they probably did something. You dead for a reason.
War's a war. A war's a war. Goddamn it.
No, honest, his best friend T. Roy.
Okay. Yeah, T. Roy. I ain't gonna lie.
I heard stories about him.
Yeah.
I never really heard of, like, you know why? Von was sneaky. He a vigilante, you know?
He's like a
King Yellow type of nigga. But it was just coming out. It was still, I think, a lot of shit coming out because he was running his mouth and saying shit. Like, Von was alive right now, he's in jail. The Fed nigga already came out and said that.
Yeah.
Cause you got to go and think about it. Like Von was telling on himself in all his music. He knew something was going on. That nigga was doing the devil work.
Nigga was like, that nigga Von telling some real stories on his music. Like,
he's sitting there talking about what really happened. And this is not no. Then you go back and look at the Trap Lord Ross. This is the same story.
It's the same story.
It's all
like detail.
It's stupid. Like, he thought wasn't nobody gonna catch on to him. He probably knew he was gonna die.
Yeah,
some people know they're gonna die.
I think some people on
some people know this.
They know they're on borrowed time.
When you fuck, listen, let me tell you something. When you doing fuck, and you every day, you PTSD, that's real. You around, you don't know. You think, you know what I'm saying? Real. And you ain't come, the man just did all that time in jail, come right home, blow up, and talk about it and telling the stories of him killing people.
And getting money for it.
And then died.
It's full circle.
He knew it. It was something already. Like,
nah, it's definitely.
He blew up so fast and died so fast. Like, he knew it. Like, a lot of people know. A lot of people, you know, you got that feeling, you know the shit that you done did, you know what you doing. Eventually, it's going to be over with.
So, you knew Kyra, right?
Huh?
K.I.
Oh, K.I., Long Live K.I.
Yeah, you knew her, right?
Yeah, I knew K.I.
Was she like that, like, just to be around her?
Long Live K.I., man. She a female. Like, a lot of shit that people, I won't take nothing from her. Like, I heard.
Yeah.
Me personally, with my eyes, I didn't see that, you know? Okay. I didn't see her, you know. I never been in the Colorado. Let's go kill somebody with.
Yeah, like I said, yeah. Do you feel like some of these stories be trumped up? Like
some of these stories be like, I would have never got in the car and did no hit with them. A lot of these people. What the fuck?
Like, how sloppy we do with what? Shit, okay. Borrow time.
Yeah, drop me off. Now, that's a serious drop me off. Drop me off.
So let me ask you.
Drop me the fuck off.
Yeah, like we do. Broad
day. We shooting with her? I mean, him.
Ain't no plan. Ain't no plan at all. We just said, okay, all right. So let me ask you, because, you know, you have, like, Steven Jackson. He comes to O-Block, the basketball player, where he takes a picture in O-Block.
Oh,
like,
the one nigga?
Yeah, the one nigga.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. The old nigga, right?
Yeah, the old, yeah.
Yeah.
So people, they're not from y'all section.
Mm-hmm.
People from all over the world be like, oh, I hear stories, and this sounds like a Hollywood movie. Let me go take some pictures on shit. Like, what do you feel about when you see niggas like Steven Jackson coming on the block, taking pictures with O-Block niggas, and just for a photo op?
Fanned out. Some of this shit you just see, man, you got fiction and nonfiction, right?
Yeah.
I can come on this bitch and everything I could told you right now is a lie. Everything.
Yeah,
I could be on this bitch faking you
right
now.
We tuned in.
Who knows? They gonna take it and still believe it, right?
Yeah.
But that's just a part of life. Who knows? You don't know. Who the fuck you know the Bible real? You don't know who wrote that motherfucker. That's just being honest with you. You don't know. Niggas is just saying, you don't know. But people are just taking, oh, he said that. Oh, he said that. He said that. And they making shit up. And then now people's fanned out. People's infatuated with this shit. They're infatuated with O-Block. Infatuated with Juan. They're infatuated with the killer shit.
Right, from 63rd, 64th, 65th. Do you feel like that's now a tourist attraction for stupid niggas?
Yeah. Like, I'm in Chicago. Let me go to the world. Like, come on, man.
But for the niggas that don't know better, just...
Oh, Duck was killed right here. This is shit that's going on, you know?
Shit.
Well, right. Shit.
Well, let's go and get into the shit. Let's go and get into the shit, because, you know, there's a lot that's going on that we want to talk about. Now, recently, you reside in the Vegas area. Y'all just had the Super Bowl.
Yes, sir.
And you were you present for all that shit?
Yeah, I was around town. Down and around.
How was that? Because this is brand new to Vegas. Super Bowl ain't never been to Vegas. Ain't no shit like that been to Vegas.
To be honest with you, I live in Vegas, so like playing a strip I wasn't on a strip. I didn't play that because I am who I am.
And, yeah, it came to be.
And they don't like me. The police don't like me in Vegas. They don't like me.
Can you gamble like normally in casinos?
How do you get unpopular with Las Vegas police? Like, so many niggas be out there like. The police don't like
it. It was King Yellow. But you know what got me cracking in Vegas? The Cardi B and Offset, the Migos situation. Y'all don't know about that?
Yeah, that'll get you cracking.
For those that don't know.
The Migos had a residency. I used to fuck with Cardi, you know.
Yeah, we see pictures of young Cardi in yellow.
First nigga introduced it to I'm the first.
What city
nigga
was that in? What city were you when Cardi was
Chicago,
it?
And I used to be in New York with her.
Okay, bad.
But I'm the first nigga like that. She, I want to rap. The first shit she ever said, yellow. I want to rap on King Louis. Was it Tommy Selena or Live and Die in Chicago? Like,
yeah,
she wasn't a rapper. She was just a little stripper bitch.
Trying to rap about that gang shit early on?
No, like, she barely could talk at the time. Like, her English and shit was just like, you know.
Yeah, like how she was before Love & Hip Hop.
That be from somewhere else. Yeah. Like, that's how she was. But, you know, she was Tommy G's bitch. And then, you know, Tommy ended up going to jail. And she ain't know nobody but me. Before all that, they was booking her, hosting. She was hosting and shit.
Was this Love & Hip Hop time? This Love & Hip Hop era?
This was before that.
Oh, before that, okay.
2014. Oh, motherfuckers didn't even know who she was. See, originally, this shit 2013. Motherfucker, who was Cardi B? What?
Yeah.
I didn't even know who she was. When I went to New York, she yelling. It's videos right now. She popping pussy to my music. We in the projects all the way. Niggas don't know all this, man. You know what I'm saying? She just a regular bitch, you know, teeth to the side. You know,
to the side. Like, did you see that in her though? Did you see like stardom in her? Like, ooh, she gonna.
I didn't see that because it was like, I really ain't paying no attention. She was fool. You with your girl. I'm not thinking about your girl. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever she got going.
Look at her like that. You know what I'm saying? And she knew who I was though. Like, you know, now, okay, you yell at her. Okay, now it's like, this fool bitch though. Like, I don't know fooling them like that for real, but, you know, but I still didn't pay no attention until, you know, she started coming to Chicago fucking with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But.
So what between Offset and, you know, I know you spoke on it, but for our fans, what happened? Yeah, what happened?
Like, I posted the picture with me and Cardi and I tagged him and I said, I been had this bitch.
I remember the picture, goddamn.
Oh, I been had your bitch.
Yeah. I remember the picture.
But I was just playing. I know
you.
Funny.
It feel like you were just playing, but like, what happened right when you posted that?
That bitch went viral.
Right.
That bitch was like, everywhere.
Hey.
Couldn't stop it. And you know, at that time, I was fucking with Floyd. You know, I was signed to, you know?
Yeah, money team.
And Floyd don't, I never put this out. You're a
real life street stars. Man.
I like y'all. Keep it. Floyd didn't like the Migos. He fuck them. So when it started going up, like, he just was, y'all do this. This Floyd telling me this shit. I'm like,
sound like some Floyd shit.
Fuck him. What? What the money did, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yes, money.
Listen, chill, we got the bag. Fuck them niggas. What's going on?
Let's go. I got
but
this
picture. I didn't even need that, though. It was fuck them niggas anyway, because we had a call. You know, he tried to put an arm GD. Like, I got a video on my phone right now. I never even posted to the world of him calling me. Y'all, that's my wife. That's your wife. You just said it. It's your wife. Your wife. Not mine. No,
shit.
Yeah. What the fuck I supposed to care for? Like, you know what I'm saying?
For real.
But he was just throwing some. Then, okay, we chopped it up. So if you ever saw the video of him calling me while I was at the casino and we start arguing and shit, we had chopped it up. So when he said that, I'm like, all right, bro. She still was sneak dissing. So Barry and that come back. Yeah, y'all ain't no shit and da 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 da. So now, I dropped the diss song. Fuck y'all, bitch.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? And he called me. Oh, ooh. And you know, I'm finna break some shit down too, because these people be crazy. And,
let's go.
He called me, we arguing on the phone, da 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 da. He, boy, them gangsters gonna get your ass. Da 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 da. Who came and got me? Nigga ain't seen me for 4 years. Yeah. I got blurred by the police and some more shit after the nigga said that. Look what just happened when he got into it with
Nikki husband.
With Nikki husband. Where he at? Where Nikki husband at, y'all? No.
The laws came in quickly. They came
where
in
Nikki
quickly.
Where Nikki husband at, the raper man? Where is he?
they came in quickly.
Where is he at?
So
he back in that place. But no, it's like, how many situations happened and this nigga do something and now nigga back in jail?
Oh, man.
So I had a whole situation with all that shit on the internet and niggas yelling, you, how did the police, why is the police bothering me? If I'm the nigga that's in cahoots with the police or anything, why did they come? How did they find a gun? Why are they even fucking with King Yella? I'm from Chicago. Why is they bothering me in Vegas if ain't nobody put them on King Yella in Vegas already? I wasn't on the internet telling the world I'm in Vegas.
Phone calls.
When I was first staying in Vegas, nobody even knew I was living in Vegas. I still act like I lived in Chicago. It was nobody business.
Damn. Do you feel like, you know, with like an Offset game with a Cardi, like, you know she got some history. You know she got some baggage. Like, why would he even trip about any old nigga that...
Well, shit, they all got back of shit. Unless you took a virginity and been with her ever since y'all was kids.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why
they
even trip?
Fuck somebody. We all done had a ballaroni. This is what's going on. You did shit.
For real.
But I mean, you know...
Is that shit behind you now, though? Like, hey...
I don't care about it. I just still talk about shit because I can. I swear to God. And then you go to
you ain't ran into nobody? Like,
hold on, look. This was crazy.
Yeah.
Watch this. How many niggas dropped his low when he was just there for Super Bowl?
Ooh.
How many?
Nigga. Nigga.
Bro, I had his low the whole time. I knew exactly where he was at.
Nigga.
I could have went up there and went across this shit. One of my homies actually was behind the nigga and
Boy, yelling, you crazy. On FaceTime with me, they all turn around.
Oh, shit.
Okay. But I'm like, well, I'm not, that ain't, you know, I got a lot going on. I got kids and shit. I got people I take care of. And I know how Vegas is. Vegas ain't playing. You know, just like you go to jail, I got some motherfucking word. You gonna be in jail for a long time. They had your ass going for nothing. Smack a nigga, you know, 7 years. What the fuck? That's a simple assault. What am I going so long for?
Like, speaking of smacking a nigga, you got a video to go viral.
That wasn't me. That was him. K1. I ain't never smacked. I'm the bitch nigga. You know, they say I'm scary. I'm everything. I ain't never did nothing to nobody. No, I smacked the shit out that nigga.
Yeah. Why? So what was the story with that?
Man, he was a pervert, man. He was touching on this girl in her sleep. Touching on somebody he ain't had no business doing.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, yeah. Let me get some of that Jell-O pudding.
Shit.
He went over there and got wild.
I'm sorry, Bill.
Bill home now, right?
Yeah, Bill home free now, Bill. Kills. He can talk about it. He can talk about it. Now,
free kills.
Yeah. I got to get your takes on the Dolph case. Do you feel like that shit going to go away? Like, mm-hmm. As crazy as Young Dolph's case is, nigga got attorneys coming to jail and things like that. Do you feel it's gonna go away?
Him have an attorney go away like what?
Like mistrial, nigga. This shit is a circus. What the fuck's going on? Yo, yeah, I said Dolph. I said Thug.
Where y'all going?
I apologize, Thug.
Oh, brother. Shit, I don't like when the wound leaves.
Yeah, he meant Young Thug trial.
Oh, Thug. Free Thug. Do I feel, hold on, what did you say? I just got thickly distracted.
You feel like the Thug trial is going to be like a mistrial, go away?
Man, I don't know, man. You don't never know with these people, man. You never know how this shit going to go, bro. You got niggas taking deals. You got niggas saying this. You got niggas saying that. To be honest with you, when they make you that nigga, Larry been locked up a long time.
Right.
When you him, they want you. They ain't really care about the mother niggas. They get who they want.
What are your thoughts about the DA, Fannie Willis, whatever her name is? They put her on the spot for like fucking the attorney. Trying to get on the Trump shit, but you know, she's the one over Thug shit, so they like.
Hold on, who was fucking the DA?
The attorney for the Trump shit, some black nigga who was married, was fucking Fannie Willis, who put Thug in jail, and they trying to put her on the spot, like, put her on trial. Like, nigga, you was fucking a married man? You just all kind of.
Yeah, but if it ain't got nothing to do with the case, it can't be in a conflict of interest. I just watched the Azalea Blanca, what's her name?
Yeah, Griselda, yeah.
Fool told everything, and then he had the bitch playing with a pussy in the office, and that they had to, we got to throw this case out. We can't do nothing about it. She bogus. Now this is a conflict of interest. But nobody tell her she had to be, I mean, to be married, shit, you can fuck whoever you want to be. I mean, fuck whoever you want to fuck. But now if she was fucking somebody out of Thug camp, then they would have fucked, they would have blew the whole case over.
Yeah.
But Trump, that, I mean.
Yeah.
Trump and Thug don't have no connection, do they? Yeah. If it was Kodak or something, it might have been. You know,
they might. You know, it's crazy because, you know, speaking of Dolph, I forgot his name. What was his name? The guy who was accused of Dolph's murder recently went forward to the judge and they said.
What's her name, Daddy? I know who you're talking
about. Yeah. Govan, yeah. They're like, hey, bro, you cannot be out here doing interviews. You out here just, I mean,
he ain't say nothing.
Yeah, no, he ain't say nothing about no case.
When they asked him a lot of questions, he didn't even really, he was discreet on a lot of shit that he was saying. He was smart.
Yeah, what are your thoughts about that?
How you gonna tell the motherfucker what the, I mean, that judge, cause she can book his ass.
Yeah, they can do whatever, but to go, hey, all right, you got bail, boom, I'm on bail. To say a man can't go out and feed his family.
Yeah.
And mind you, he could just be doing interviews about the weather. Like, yeah. I can't talk about the sun.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about that? Like, them saying, nigga, no interviews while you out on bail. Like, my nigga.
I don't know. You ain't got a freedom of speech. You can't tell me what the fuck to say out my mouth. How you gonna tell me what to say?
I feel like he could goddamn that. He probably could sue them. I don't know, because that wasn't a condition.
See, you know,
that's
you
not
know,
a condition of the bail.
You know, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people is ignorant to law. When you don't know your law, you don't know a lot of shit. You let these people, this is what's wrong with the black community now. We let these people do a lot of shit to us. We let these people do a lot of shit to us and, because we don't know.
A lot of people don't know that if you're not a felon, you got the right to bear arms.
A lot of people, it'd be a lot of shit that be going on that.
Yeah, you just don't know.
That we just don't know. Man, ain't nobody taught the teaching.
But should we speak for ourselves?
Of course.
Or should attorneys speak for us? Like, nigga, tell. But, nigga, talk.
Does the attorney really give a fuck about that?
Not if you court.
Do you really got a fucking attorney that care about you? Right. Or does she care about what you're giving her?
Yeah, right.
I had an attorney that really sat there and cried to me. And I said, I know. You get a motherfucker to cry to you. This is something different. She, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Bitch, I got you.
I had an attorney that.
Connection. This is real.
I had an attorney that you pay per, you know, per the hour. And every time it get up to that point, motherfucker like, hey, we can't do nothing else. Like, nigga, you, like, in your heart, you know you got to talk this shit. But because I ain't paid you yet, you can't speak more. You're like, I got to send another deposit for you to talk more. I'm like,
because it's about the bag.
It's about the bag. Fuck right or wrong.
Is this a real relationship or is it business? Nah, that's what, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, for real. So let's go through that, man, because you dabbled in the music before, right? Let me not say dabbled. You fucked around and, you know, made music. And I see this situation where, shout out, I forget her name. What's Rick Ross' wife's name? Tia Kemp. Hey, her ass, shit, she made for the camera.
Wow. Bad bitch, eating hibachi?
Yeah, eating hibachi? Yeah. What are your thoughts when she says D-Lo?
Nigga, man, don't put me on there with...
I gotta ask you, because this is going to go another spot. This is going to go another way.
Oh, no.
This is going to go another way.
I fuck with D-Lo, but I saw that little ass dick. I saw that dick. No,
like,
homo.
Damn, you get, some
I
shit
saw
you,
that motherfucker.
Some shit you can't put on the internet. Some shit you can't put out. Nah, but he spent that shit.
Nigga.
Hey, he spent that shit though.
Different
lines. Cocaine, cold shower in the cold weather. Goddamn shit. But
I ain't gonna lie, that motherfucker. They said, what did say this was? Three balls. They said that motherfucker was like three balls
stacked on top.
Nah, shout out D-Lo though.
Yeah, no, hey, no. My question is more so: do you feel like D-Lo owed Tia Kemp something for blowing that nigga song? It went number one on Apple Music on.
I don't feel how she do it.
Nigga, she was like, we got a female talking in the back.
Hold on. Hey, y'all just started listening to him. I was listening to the nigga last.
No, he had shit.
I've been listening to him, but listen.
But to go number one on Apple Music?
Okay, hold on.
Let's go.
But if he ain't make the song, the bitch would have been listening to it.
There you go.
He did it to himself.
There you go.
My song was good. That you listened to it. It
wasn't about he did it.
LeBron James could have played it before a game. And it, like, what I owe LeBron James something for jamming my music?
Like,
what are we talking about?
I don't know if, because her following not that big. How the fuck she make it blow up like that?
Nah, I mean, you know, she been popping her shit for the past couple weeks. I ain't gonna lie.
Exactly.
She was a nobody.
Man, listen, man. She dropped that little dick picture. That man following went up. Videos went up. Everything went up. Off a little dick picture. I need to shrink my dick.
That nigga owned that shit. That nigga said, listen, I own that
fuck
shit. I'm the king of the shrimp.
That nigga said shrimp.
The king of shrimp.
Shrimp, long live shrimp. Shrimp's winning.
For real.
Whoa.
So, I gotta say, man, FYBJ, man, you know, he said, I ain't following Yella no more. I unfollow that nigga.
I know you're getting that on this one.
Yeah, yeah.
You think you slick. Let's get right to it there, buddy.
Valentine's Day, you being extra Valentine-ish.
I got wild.
I got wild.
I did what I was supposed to do as a black man.
What you want from the perk?
I don't gotta do nothing. This me. Right now, this me and a little liquor. I don't do drugs.
Yeah.
I just be me. I do what y'all want to do. I don't do what the world want me to do.
There
I ain't
you
doing
go.
This for the, you know?
But how do you feel?
Either you gonna like it or you gonna hate it.
How you feel when the world reacts?
I ain't feel nothing. I see. But you think I give a fuck about how niggas feel?
I know
when they bitch
don't.
In my inbox, I don't give a fuck.
These when they bitch in my inbox, nigga.
That's backwards. So,
let them live there.
I ain't trying to fuck you. You know what I'm saying?
So let me say this to your Valentine. Does she feel like, damn, I gotta share this with the world? I gotta
share the picture.
I gotta share this moment.
She took
the picture. Come on,
what's the skinny from the nine?
Knocking that in the comments, though. This skinny chase, yo, what the fuck? These niggas is weird, bro. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Nigga. So, you know, as we talk about things, and I don't know if you even know what's going on with this, but I gotta ask you about it. There's somebody that's going viral on TikTok right now. Her name is Risa Tisa.
Risa Tisa?
Yeah. Let me explain it to you real quick.
Risa's Pieces?
Risa's Pieces.
Hello.
She made a 55 post story about a nigga she married. She said, it's called Who the Fuck Did I Marry? Where she made a 55
post. 55 posts?
55 posts. She was only with him for 1 year. But it garnered 55 posts about this nigga. Because this nigga was just, I guess, a habitual liar. Like, that nigga just, he made up his whole life.
Oh, yeah, they do it.
Yeah, I'm about to say, that's what I ask you. What are your thoughts when a nigga just tries to finesse a female to the point where she has to make a TikTok story about you and then get rich off your ass?
You a goofy that you lying anyway. Bitch, you know, accept me or reject me. That's what it is.
You blame the female, goddamn?
Huh?
You blame the female? She a goofy or he a goofy?
No, he.
Oh, okay.
I know niggas with kids that be like, bitch, I ain't got no kids. You a goofy.
Damn,
bitch,
the kids gonna pop up. Like, what's this?
Some niggas don't. They good. It's called habitual liars. They hide shit.
Some niggas want that one night.
They got shit tucked. Some females do too, though.
They got,
you know.
They want that one night.
What's the wildest shit you heard a nigga lie about? Like, bro,
I think that was the wildest shit right there. I watched Long Live My Boy Shrimp. I wasn't playing when I said that. That was my best friend now, Shrimp. I said that with the dealers. But he right there in the chain. But hey, man, Long Live Shrimp. I fuck, what are you lying to this bitch about your kids for?
I ain't got no kids.
Bitch, I got kids with a Z. And they well taken care of.
Amen. So come on now.
You gonna go fuck with a nigga that got kids, he lied to you and told you he don't, and he don't take care of them. Now what?
Come on now.
Now you mad.
Now but you
the
mad.
Nigga that told you how to, you mad. Oh, he got kids?
Yeah man.
I ain't gonna judge the female if she got kids.
Yeah, oh, man. Respect
you taking
it.
Care of them. The house clean. Now, if you got kids and they running around, I'm gonna feel like the projects. Now, I'm cool.
Yeah. How many kids is too many kids?
I don't know. God bless you. I don't know. I'm one of the people that believe in whatever happened. I leave this motherfucker with 50. That's what it is.
Amen. Now, let's say you fucking with a young girl, lady, and she has 5 kids by 5 baby daddies. Is that more of an issue or is it 5 kids with one nigga? One baby daddy.
No, shit. I got kids with 5 different women too. So shit, I mean, you know.
I'm that nigga. I'm that nigga.
But no, I ain't finna. No, you can't, because you got to think about it like real life. Everybody different. You know, some females, everybody, you know, females be chasing love. They be chasing. They trying to find themselves. Now, she might have been young, start having kids, and, you know, it just happens.
I
ain't finna judge. You got, you know, I don't know, man. Hey, listen, baby. You got a new star when it's me. I don't give a fuck if you fucked the world before me. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
I would what care if you was a prostitute.
It's my turn.
I would.
Jealous. It's my turn. Yeah, it's on me, baby.
We gonna have a kid.
Fuck you talking. Real nigga. I got stepdaddy like, I'll take care of your kids too.
Hey, I'm man,
like,
what? I'm trying to.
Nigga, I'm
hey.
Like I said,
I like that for real. I'm not tripping. We gonna get this bitch with my kids. There's gonna be 50 of us in this house.
And everybody good.
We having a ball of our own. That's their life.
We in this compound. We're living life. Yeah, we in this compound living life, nigga.
No, the fuck for real. They don't even know what's going on right now.
What the fuck is going on?
No, for real.
So let me ask you, what are your thoughts on Charleston White, man, who's been on this couch a few times?
And fuck Charleston. He said, fuck my daughter.
Oh, he was on that. You just brought it back to my mind. He was on that.
I like Charleston, though. He kind of like a smart, stupid nigga. But
yeah.
Besides what he said about my child, though, you know what I'm saying?
If he told you in person,
I know, like me being on the other side of the camera, a lot of that shit just, I know that this shit is cap.
Right, yeah, but see, if he told you.
I know that you doing and saying shit. Like a nigga come on this bitch knowing saying certain shit is gonna go viral. Somebody's gonna take it. Something's gonna go viral. It's gonna be something. Charleston, he just done, you know, he know what he doing. J-Bang, the same shit. Niggas is, you know?
Yeah, it's like if
off the wall shit is gonna go. He know that he just, you know, nigga, he called Las Vegas police on me. Nigga, he called my, I was on federal papers. Nigga, the nigga called the police on me.
Oh, shit, yeah, you
my
can't PO,
do that. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, shit.
Then he looked into the nigga and was like, he ain't my PO, like, I don't like him. Fuck him.
Oh, like, shit.
Do your thing. You know what I'm saying?
But shit.
Literally, the nigga really called the people on me.
Goddamn. Would you go back and forth with him at this point in time?
I go back and forth with whoever. I'm gonna capitalize off your ass.
Nigga.
And this is for the world. When niggas be like, why yellow? I'm getting paid. I'm not gonna go back and forth with you on Instagram. I'm gonna go back and forth with you on YouTube, bitch, and all that money coming to me.
Monetize.
Dumbass.
Monetize the conversation, goddammit.
If it didn't bother you, why you speak? Because I'm finna make $500,000 off this. You dumbass nigga, duh. Game. I just gave it to you raw.
No condom. Let me ask you this, because you came from the streets. You didn't like you said, you didn't been shot, you didn't been through the shit, and now you capitalize on YouTube. Who would you give this game to as far as is this for everybody? As far as
I'm gonna get a game to whoever. You just take it. A lot of people don't know how to listen. Dang, they don't understand nothing. I just gave to them.
I'm
gonna go one ear out the other, right over the head.
There's no way he made
it. I don't care. There's enough money for everybody, especially when the white man giving it to you. You can take that shit.
Nah, that's real. Do you like this lane better as far as being able to?
Yep, I can get paid sitting on my ass. That's
not for real.
Very easy. I ain't gonna jump on no stage where I have to shoot nobody in no crowds and none of no shit like that.
Not for
getting shot. You know what I'm saying? No, literally.